What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I am your host, Robert, and today we're going to be talking about Frerin Beyond Journey's End, Volume 1. Now, this is a series, this is a volume I actually read. It's been maybe like a couple months ago or whatever, but I'm just not kind of getting around to talk about it. But yeah, just let's dive right in. So, a little bit of backstory on the series. So, the story is done by Kanahito Yamada, and the art is done by Tsukasa Abe. Now, currently, as of this recording, this series has two volumes out. Volume 2 just came out. Haven't picked it up yet, but I'll go ahead and say that I probably will at some point, because I definitely enjoyed this first volume. And just to kind of give y'all a little bit of synopsis on what this series is about. So, Elf Mage Frerin and her courageous fellow adventurers have defeated the Demon King and brought peace to the land. But Frerin will outlive the rest of her former party. How will she come to understand what life means to the people around her? Decades after their victory, I won't go into that. I won't go into that part or whatever. But basically, yeah, as the synopsis says, and kind of for those of y'all that are watching the video of this, just to kind of set the tone, that's the cover, and then the shift of what you see on the when you first flip in. So this is definitely a series. You know, it's, I guess the best way I can kind of say is that it definitely kind of makes you contemplate and make you think about potentially how would you handle and live if you were in this type of situation. Because, yeah, like the synopsis said, with Frerin being an elf, she's going to live for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And so, you know, to her, 50 years is like a week to us, so to speak. And so this reading this, like I say, just no, like I say, it really made me contemplate, like I said, like how I might would handle and tackle being, you know, in Frerin's shoes. Just because, you know, with her, you know, like I said, being an elf, her and her mindset and her perception of time, you know, that's kind of where this journey that she ends up going on, she kind of starts to slowly think back on the times when she was with her her comrades and her friends and party members and stuff over the years, and kind of like reassessing certain moments or things that were either said or things that happened that she might have maybe took for granted because of her perception of time and of life itself. Because prime example I'll give of one, there was a event or something, I can't remember if it was like a meteor shower or something, but whatever it was, it's one of those events that, like, hey, this only happens once every 50 years. And so, of course, everybody else was like, hey, Frerin, hey, let's go. This would be really cool. Let's do this. And so she's kind of like, basically like, I ain't tripping. Like, hey, we missed it. We'll just meet back up here in 50 years. No biggie. And so, you know, the rest of her teammates are kind of just thinking like, we probably ain't going to be here, you know, in 50 years or whatever. But, you know, some of them kind of chuckle just because they know, you know, that's just who she is. That's her personality. But, yeah, I definitely appreciated the journey, you know, for lack of a better term. I will say for sure the looks and the art of the manga look really nice. Just really well done drawings and stuff, and I appreciate, you know, one thing I like about, or that I liked about reading this, is that, you know, you do get to see a passage of time with different stuff. So you might get to see, you know, Frerin travel through a town in one chapter and then, you know, come back through later on in the volume, and it's been 20 years, 50 years, whatever the case may be, and just seeing, like, oh, okay, oh, you were that little boy that I talked to last time I came here. Now you're an adult, or you're an old man, or hey, where's Mr. Jenkins, or whatever. He was, you know, he was running the library last time I was here. Like, oh, he died, you know, 15 years ago. So, you know, just I guess just kind of just know that kind of going into reading this, like, okay, you know, it does kind of deal with some of those subjects, whatever. It isn't like super go like super deep into them. I feel like in not in a way to where it would be like traumatic or anything like that or whatever, but like I said, it just definitely just makes you just contemplate the importance of life to you, to Frerin, and things of that nature. And like I said, just kind of, you know, just makes you, like I said, just reflect on, you know, how, like, are you truly treasuring your friends and family and those around you? Are you taking for granted of, you know, the little moments of, like, oh, hey, you know, because, you know, because I'll say, you know, me as a parent, father of five, you know, I definitely have had some moments over the years to where, you know, I kind of look back, or, you know, have been like, man, I probably should have, you know, went to that one, you know, basketball game, or I should have, you know, my kids wanted to go to this thing or whatever, and I was like, ah, you know, I'm tired, you know, I'm not really feeling it, you know. And then it's like, you know, some time passed. Oh, hey, let's go try to do that thing, whatever. And it's like, oh, the place is closed down, or it don't exist no more, or, you know, just like I said, just little stuff like that. Cause life is short, you know. We all don't we all don't have the lifespan of Frerin and of being an elf to where we might live for centuries at a time. So yeah, so like I said, I think that's just one thing to kind of take away. If you don't take nothing else away from this, from reading this first volume, it's just cherish the time you have, you know, cherish those moments. Yeah, you might be tired sometimes, but you know what? Hey, my wife wants to go out for a little dinner or just get out the house for a little bit. Let's go do it. You know, I can sleep later on. But yeah, but I think that's pretty much gonna do it for, like I said, what I had to say with this one. Like I said, I definitely didn't want to get too specific on any potential specific character deaths or things that happen or whatever the case may be. But like I said, this is definitely one that, you know, when I have the time and extra money to spend, I definitely would love to pick up volume two and, you know, continue forward to see how this story continues to grow and to evolve, and see Frerin's journey and those that she has met and picked up along the way of her journey. Just see like how they learn and grow and, you know, continue to move on in their lives. So yeah, if you have read this volume, let me know what your thoughts are. Also, hey, if you've picked up volume two, please no spoilers, but hey, just let me know, like, hey, if you enjoyed volume one, are you also enjoying volume two? You know, and yeah, be on the lookout for, like I said, someday I might end up getting around to this. And this would definitely be another series that I would like for someday, even just off of just reading the first volume, someday years down the line, them making an anime series out of this. Because like I said, I can just already feel, just with them doing the, if the right studio gets the visuals, the potential music they would do, I can just see it just being a very, very, very beautiful thing. But with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this review. And, you know, as always, you know, if you're watching the YouTube video of this, you know, make sure to leave me a like and leave a comment below. Let me know what you thought of both the review as well as the series itself if you've read it. And if you're listening to the audio side, you know, make sure you're subscribed on whatever podcast service that you pick. And feel free to hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Everything is under Dad Needs to Talk or Dad Needs to Talk Podcast. Find with me, connect with me. and let's build this community. And you know, share our love of manga, anime, and everything else. So, y'all have an awesome day, week, and whatever the case may be. And I'll catch y'all in the next one. Love y'all. Peace.